Hey everyone, welcome or welcome back to the Gary V Audio Experience. We have an awesome episode for you today, but we just want to remind you before the episode starts that if you're listening to this episode on Spotify, please leave your comments in the Q&A section under this episode. If you're listening on Apple, Google, or anywhere in between, please tweet Gary at Gary V. Make sure you join the Discord to stay up to date on all things V Friends, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Hello?
Matt, it's Gary V. You're on the Ask Gary V Show reboot, episode one, or maybe not. I don't know how the team's gonna do it. How are you?
I'm incredible. How are you?
Matt, I'm so good. I have good news. In your Wikipedia, one day, it will say that you were the first caller on the Ask Gary V reboot, episode one show. What do you think about that?
This is crazy. I was just watching you on LinkedIn, and I'm like in my car, my office parking day, so I'm moving my car while simultaneously talking to you.
I love it, brother. What's your question?
So my question is, I just recently moved to New York City back in August, and I've been working as an executive assistant at a scaffolding company, and so I'm really just trying to get kind of my feet under me and find a place to be, because that job recently moved from Brooklyn to Staten Island, so I'm looking for somewhere else to be. And so my question is, how do I stand out in the interview process?
I see. A couple ways. Everybody fucks up interviews because they fake, because they try to conform to the job instead of tripling down on who they are. So in a world where everyone's reverse engineering the judge and they're giving answers they think, you should see people come to me when they interview with me. All they do is regurgitate shit that I've put out on the internet thinking I'm gonna like it when I can sense they're full of shit.
Right.
So you need to be 100% you, and it's a numbers game. I don't understand how people don't understand this. Send 5,000 resumes on LinkedIn and Instagram DM to the 5,000 places you want to work, AKA the 39 places you want to work, and every single person that can make a decision in those companies. Bro, this is a great opportunity. Like, if you just move back and you're in this predicament, this is your chance to actually take, how old are you?
I'm 22.
Even better. Bro, what are your three favorite things in life? Like sports, wine, you know, what do you like?
Well, I've spent like 10 years.
I don't give a fuck.
I loved it. And the thing is that I did that in Massachusetts. I just moved from Massachusetts to New York.
Fuck
and
the Patriots.
I wanted to get experience. I just graduated college. I studied criminal justice and psychology. I love that. I did a lot of nonprofit work, and so I was doing things with that. I love working with kids. I love those three things.
Bro, you have to go work at a UFC training facility.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, you love psychology, you love kids, you love mixed martial arts, right?
Yeah, I trained in Taekwondo since I was 7, and I'm 22 now.
Bro, don't be a dick. Go into that field. Being an executive admin for a fucking scaffolding company is no different than being an executive admin right now at Rumble for Eugene or at some fucking, I don't know, like there's probably 700 fucking gyms.
Right.
Or
and I wasn't happy there, and I left. I just left.
That's just
now
one.
I'm like,
yeah.
Full on, like, because I just wasn't happy. I was meeting, working crazy hours, just doing things that I didn't want to do.
Are we talking about the scaffolding company, or are we talking about?
Yeah. Okay. The scaffolding company.
Good.
I left there because I just didn't like it.
It sucks.
It was nice. It got me here. I was able to save a little money, so I'm able to kind of search for the next month.
And by the way, that saving money thing, like, one of the things I think a lot about, and it's, that month is going to go like this. Which is why I love side hustles at night. Like, to me, bro, are you living at home or living with somewhere?
My girlfriend and I have an apartment right in Queens. We're doing that right now.
One strategy to think about is what can you do from 6 p.m. to like 10 p.m. as a side hustle or as a bullshit job just to pay for your rent and whatever minimal food you need to eat until you get the... My biggest concern is you save for a month. Now you're holding your breath, you don't find a good job, you're gonna take another bullshit job in 2 months because you're worried to pay for rent. This is what everybody does, they go into a jail.
Right, which is why I don't wanna also like just take anything that I can get at the same time and have that be my all.
So you need to build, I get it, brother. So you need a framework from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. so you can spend 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. to get that job. This is why I love flipping so much. This is why I love humility and working at 7-Eleven in a 24-hour convenience store and living in a shitty place. I want people out of the jail of fucking taking a job they don't like just to pay for fucking an apartment with their girlfriend.
Right, absolutely. And I think I've done a lot of like auditing because I've been following you for probably like 4 or 5 years now, and I've just kind of really audited myself because I was on that kind of like kick of like wanted to do something myself, wanted to do my own thing. And I'm like, I'm coming to terms with the fact that I'm not that person. Dude. I'm the person more so to support the ideas. I feel I'm better at that. And so,
I love you for that self-awareness, and it makes me feel so good because even though I'm the entrepreneur's entrepreneur, literally two different people came to me in Miami this weekend and said, my favorite entrepreneur, you're their favorite entrepreneur. You know, and I was like, oh yeah, I've seen that in other like stuff, like your athlete's favorite athlete. I was like, oh shit. But what I'm so pumped about is I'm actually putting out content to make people not be entrepreneurs when they're not. I want to talk about self-awareness, not entrepreneurship. Right. I want to talk about happiness, not making money.
Absolutely.
Brother, listen to me. Figure out a way to make money from 7 p.m. to midnight, whether that's eBay, the flip shit's real. Or some 24-hour fucking job.
And I'm fine with waiting tables and doing things like that.
I can see it, I can hear it in your voice. So great, this is the game. Do that in parallel with spending 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. on hitting up every single person in martial arts and mixed martial arts that you could be the admin for.
Well, what if I don't want to go down that road? What if I want to go the criminal justice route and the marketing side that I've done with work in the past when I've done nonprofit work, I've done things like that, and so I'm trying to get more experience.
So are we trying to go as literal as you want to do the marketing for a law firm?
Maybe. I'm very much in the realm of like wanting to taste.
Good.
Here's the good news. I'm applying to real estate stuff. I'm applying to administrative work and a lot of
why real estate?
To get experience. Because I had a connection back in Boston that him and I spoke of a lot for a company here in New York City, and so that we've been kind of talking about that, and I can get contact and applying with.
Why?
Because I think I want to try. Why not?
Why not's a shit answer. Why?
Because
my concern, if I can be transparent, is you may think there's money in it. Nothing you said prior got me excited about real estate.
Okay.
I could be wrong. We're just doing the Ask Gary Vee show here. But why not is a horrible answer. And a lot of people use that as a catch-all for what they're really saying, which is this might be able to make me some money. Other people have made money in it. I might want to do it.
Well, I respected the guy who spoke to me and the connection I made back in when I was living in Massachusetts and the value that he projected was being in that position when people are in the real estate situation when they're trying to, it's the company itself. I don't know if I can mention the company.
You can do whatever the fuck you want. Go ahead.
Okay. They're basically trying to redefine the scumminess of the industry, and I've always been a supporter of trying to, you know, cut the bullshit out and cut all that out. And be, you know, the best person in that field, whether it's like doing the good thing for that field. And so that's why.
Look, that's the first seed of something where, okay, you're going to use a very macro point of view to justify why. I respect a lot of people. I don't want to do that thing for the majority of my life.
Right.
Just because you.
Does that go back to like the tasting? Like if you're like mildly into it, or do you think that's like total bullshit because of the whole life situation?
Look, it all comes down. Honestly, this whole game comes down to how much humility do you have? Are you and your girl willing to live in an even worse apartment for the next 8 years? And are you willing to work at 7-Eleven or something or wait tables for 8 years? Because tasting sounds fun on paper, but the way you're talking about it is a very structured way where you're gonna have to do everything for a year or two. So you're gonna taste four things in 8 years. Whereas if somebody's really willing to go humble, doesn't have a significant other, is willing to live on couches, they could be rogue as fuck because they have no expenses. You put yourself in a jail, you have rent.
Right.
You have a mental jail of the perception potentially of not being able to afford that rent and having to live with your parents or somebody else that may look bad to your girl and or everybody around you. You're creating a jail.
Right.
So that limits your tasting ability to maybe 4 things in 8 years.
Right.
Do you have the humility and patience to step back after at the age of 30 and saying, okay, I've done criminal justice, real estate, mixed martial arts, and sports cards because I'm into it, and say, fuck, I don't like any of them. Do you have the ability to double down to 35? That is fucking mental fucking power that the far majority of people don't have, and I don't want to impose my mental prowess on others, which is why I want to talk through this in an articulate way to bring as much value to as many people as possible, predicated on how I roll.
Right.
Now, there's a lot of things you can do with that information. You can have a conversation with your girl and say, listen, we need to cut our costs to zero. How are we gonna do that? Who's our best friend from school that now lives here? Can we crash with them? I have no idea where parents live or others, older siblings. Like, this is the game of making it operational.
Right.
Happiness has to be the ROI, brother.
Absolutely, and that's why right now I'm focusing on, like, specifically looking at places to work. I know I'm thinking too long term rather than just putting it all out there and applying as many places as possible.
Correct. Correct. In a game of no's, you have to try to get as many yeses as possible. You have no options yet.
Right.
Everybody overthinks it and they're trying to, like, here's what happened. We live in a society of so much fruitfulness over the last 30 years, and school is fake, that people think they actually have more options than they do. Mm-hmm. Because the system's now not in your favor. It's not telling you what to do. It's an open slate. So what you have to do is fucking spray. Not pray, spray and wait. If I don't have a job in right this minute in the world, I'm applying to 1,000 places in a day.
Right.
People are fucking talking to me about, like, getting their resume together. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? DM 500 people, LinkedIn 500 people, and really tell them the truth about who you are. You have the humility and strategy, which I think is smart, to be an admin or a right hand. The world is your fucking oyster. I would fucking DM Dana White and reply, yo, I will eat shit for 24 months and close every fucking gap in your life like a fucking dog if you give me a shot. Guess what? If God willing, Dana White by accident saw that DM on what I just told you to write, you're getting that job.
Yeah, and then you do that 500,000 times in a week. It's just increasing that chance.
And you end up on Team Gary Vee.
That I apply for.
Apply again. Thank you, brother.
You got it. Thank Bye-bye. You, Gary.
Thanks so much for listening or watching to that episode of the Gary Vee Audio Experience. We really hope you enjoy it, and we hope to see you next time.